Ah, be jeepers, that'll be the phone. Hello?
Oh, hello. Is that the Irish Prime Minister?
Taoiseach.
Bless you.
No, that's what we call the Prime Minister over here. It's me, Albert Reynolds.
Oh, good, good. It's me, John Major.
Hello.
I'm just wondering how things are going.
Oh, terrible, John, terrible. I've lost all my political support, been accused of lying to Parliament, and everyone wants me to resign. I don't know what to do.
Well, there's only one thing you can do.
What?
Come and join my government.
Chris Emmett with Peter Moss and the Hudliners.
Thank you very much indeed, folks, and welcome to the show. Yes, the show that does for the news what the lottery does for supermarket queues. What a week it's been, eh? Aston Villa got rid of their manager. A report says computer fraud is on the increase. The Channel Tunnel people finally saw passengers on their trains. And a postman went to hospital after catching his groin in a letterbox. So, it's been sackers, hackers, backers, and nasty thing to happen, really. Or when I see Michael Schumacher is to wed his girlfriend. Let's just hope he doesn't block the church entrance so the best man can't get in, eh? Yes, who won the bloody war? That's what I want to know. Who won the bloody war? But did you see that a psychic has predicted the age, sex and hair colour of the winner of this week's lottery? Now, this may be a stupid question, but why not just predict the numbers, eh? This week, the Sun is celebrating its quarter century. Yes, 25 years of tat for tit, eh? Meanwhile, the government needs to scrap payments to people who are injured at work. The only exception is for Tory MPs who get hurt falling off their mistresses. And this week, too, the Queen opened Parliament. Mind you, for a moment, she almost forgot herself and charged MPs £8 to get in. And how about those riots in Argentina during Prince Andrew's visit? It all started when someone spread a rumour that Fergie might be coming, you know. And I heard that Salman Rushdie said Prince Charles is an intelligent, caring, honest, sensitive man who would make a marvellous king. It's sad what 5 years cooped up on your own can do to you, really. And didn't Lady Thatcher look rough at the cenotaph last Sunday, eh? She doesn't watch it, they'll offer her a part in EastEnders, I tell you. The government says in future, kids under 14 will be allowed in pubs. That's all we need, isn't it, eh? Lager tots. And on sale from next week is Britain's first gay doll. Yes, dressed in either a sailor's uniform or leather gear. Yes, he'll be available from Boys R Us, you know. Among the silliest stories, I see the man who tasted dog food for Safeway has resigned. He didn't mind the job, but when he got home, he wasn't allowed to sit on the sofa, you know. But the silliest story of the week must be that doctor who says you can relieve stress by breaking wind in public 15 times a day. Yes, but it doesn't do much to relax the other people in the lift, I tell you. And finally, after the Bruce Grobbelaar scandal, I hear that some cricket games were rigged. Blimey, it seems anything using balls can be fixed now, doesn't it? Well, with the exception of David Mellor, of course. Did you hear about the American who bought a manuscript of Leonardo da Vinci's sketches for £19 million? Amazing, eh? Especially as Robson Books have bought out a manuscript of Hudline sketches for only $7.99. Available from all good bookshops and a few of the naughty ones as well. A superb surprise stocking filler, as indeed is Chris Emmett. But back to Leonardo. Could he have suspected all those years ago that his work would sell for so much money? Hudlines, a proud patron of 400-year-old material, went back in time to investigate this inveterate inventor. Perfect, it works. My latest invention, a piece of music which transports the listener back in time.
Leo, come and get your supper.
I'm coming, dearest. God blimey, what's this? Baked beans? I can't do a full day's inventing on food like this. I wish I'd never thought of the tin opener, I really do.
Don't blame me. If all your inventions were more successful, I could give you a square meal.
You can give me a square meal. I've just invented ravioli. Anyway, if my latest idea is a big hit, we'll make a fortune.
Oh, what is it this time?
It's a wondrous device. It emits a constant, irritating and monotonous noise which gets you out of bed first thing in the morning.
And what have you called it? The alarm clock?
No, GMTV.
That'll be the front door.
Oh, maybe that combination doorbell and crossbow invention wasn't one of my best. Who is it?
It is I, Count Luigi the Squeegee, an envoy of the Pope.
Oh. Oh, dear, I'm sorry about that crossbow, Count.
It's good to be dangerous, that. It almost caught me in the middle of my prolix opening. Now then. I seek Leonardo da Vinci. I bear him a message from the Holy Father himself. See? I carry the Pope's seal.
Oh, I'm sorry, mate. The wife doesn't allow animals in the kitchen now. I'm Leo. What can I do for you, eh? And hurry up. My baked beans are getting cold.
Signor Da Vinci, your inventions are the talk of the land and so far ahead of your time. The submarine, the tank, the helicopter.
Yes, I must admit the size of my chopper did cause a few jaws to drop. Yes.
Then, of course, there are your paintings.
Oh, don't remind me. He's always disappearing off into his studio with some floozy model or other. Who was that last one? Mona Lisa.
No, just Lisa. You're the only Mona around here, mate. There's a few more out there by the look of it.
Yes, the Mona Lisa, a most marvelous creation. Tell me, Leonardo, what is the secret behind her enigmatic smile?
Well, Count, the secret is I painted her in the nude.
But in the picture she is fully dressed.
No, I was in the nude when I painted her. There I was, completely starkers.
Surely you left your socks
well,
on.
Well, of course, I've got to have somewhere to keep me brushes, haven't I? I invented that joke, you know. Tell me, Count. What does the Pope want?
He commissions you to create a great new painting, the like of which the world has never seen. But it must be an original subject, or else Michelangelo gets the job instead.
Oh, blimey, I can't think. I'm too nervous.
Well, you better come up with something. Otherwise, we'll always be broke. And then I swear I'll leave you. Yes, this will be the last supper I'll ever cook for you.
Wait a minute. That's it, isn't it? That's it. The last supper. The disciples were ahead of me out there. Count, return to the Pope and tell him I'm ready to paint my greatest work ever. And you inspired it, dear.
Really? When I said Last Supper?
Yes, I can see it now. Baked Beans by Leonardo da Vinci.
Excuse me.
Yes, sir. How may I help you?
Is this McDonald's extra value meal you just sold me? It's got a maggot in it.
A maggot? Oh, well, in that case, sir, there's only one thing I can say to you.
What?
Would you like flies with that? Oh, evening, Jock.
Oh, hello there, Jack, and how are you?
Me, Jock? Well, it's this new British Rail dress code for staff.
Oh, aye.
They just said, you're sacked, Jack. You've not cracked it, Whack. Don't come back.
Well, it's the same here.
Go on.
They say, Jock, we've a new dress code and you've mocked it, cock. You'd best clock off.
Oh, that's a shock. With you in hock, there's a proper knock, Jock.
And you with a sack, Jack.
Right. This new dress code, so what's crocked you, Jock?
Pattern socks. What knackered you, Jack?
Coloured slacks.
Oh, aye.
They told me, Jack, those slacks aren't black, they're blue and badly spotted.
They told me, Jock, we've clocked those socks, they're pink and polka dotted.
If slacks aren't black and socks have spots, we're told we're in the wrong.
It's all insane, but let's campaign and sing a campaign song.
Right, black socks with polka dots or blue with yellow flecks. Which tell me are they've gone too far by banning stripes and checks.
Bring back paisley patterns, they're no frightful crime.
Don't knock our socks,
just watch those clocks.
And make trains run on time.
Please, quiet. This is the Press Complaints Commission, not the House of Commons. Now, who's first? Oh, I might have known it. It's you two again.
That's right, lady. Duncan Disorderly, proprietor and publisher of the Daily Slime.
And I'm Les Avenother, editor and rhyming slang expert. Yeah.
Yes, yes. We saw your headline about merchant bankers.
Thank you.
First of all, your disgraceful story about eunuchs in India finally getting the vote.
All we said was there's no chance of a hung parliament.
I liked it.
Well, what was the point of your feature on the man who's had plastic surgery because he wanted to look like a Chippendale?
Well, it's been so successful, he's now got woodworm in his left leg.
Look at this headline here.
Where?
Bank worker has 17 different lovers in 1 week on holiday.
Well, even when she's not at work, she's still likes to say yes. Yeah. I mean, it's a fact.
No more.
Even your obituary column is distasteful.
Where?
Like this one, on the death of the man who invented double yellow lines.
We just said he wasn't going to be buried or cremated. They were just going to wait for him to be towed away. That's all we did.
Well, most of this stuff is just warmed over second-hand gossip and innuendo. There's only one thing the pair of you are fit for.
What's that?
Well, isn't it obvious? You should write the next royal book.
I was doing spot the ball in the mirror this morning. Well, we do have a full-length run in our bathroom, you know. And I got to thinking, at last, the big one. I'm talking about the National Lottery, of course. No more piddly prizes on the pools or premium bonds for me. That 5 million quid will do me nicely, eh? Mind you, I've got to win it first, I suppose, haven't I? But what is it going to be like for the very first lottery winners? Will it change their lives? 734,483.
734,484.
783,000. Oh. Are you answering that, Ambrose? 1, 2, 3. All right, I'm coming. That's me truss off now. I'll try the door. Yes?
Hello. I'm Roger Thrust from the BBC. Is this the residence of a Mr. and Mrs. Tickle?
That is correct, Mush. I am Ambrose Tickle.
Who is it, Ambrose?
And that is my good lady wife, Tess.
Oh, Tess Tickle.
Yes, we're just talking. Just call her Mrs. Tickle, it'll be safer, mate. She's at the kitchen sink having a strip wash. Oi! Tessie, get yourself off the draining board and put some clothes on. There's a geezer here from the BBC. You better come in, Mush.
Oh, thank you. I've come here to find out what it's like to suddenly find yourselves millionaires twice over.
Well.
Ambrose, I hope you're not speaking to this man without having negotiated a deal first.
Mr. Tickle, why is your wife squeaking like that?
You've got your hip replacement wet again, haven't you? You know it goes rusty if you keep it immersed in water too long.
Excuse me, plastic doesn't go rusty.
Plastic? Who said anything about plastic? That's copper, that is.
I've never heard of a hospital putting in a copper hip before.
No, well, it wasn't the hospital what done it. She got so fed up after 3 years on the waiting list, I got her local plumber to do it, you know. Do you know, she's got half a ball cock and an S-bend in her upper thigh.
Yes, that's right.
I'm all agog.
Yeah, I can see you are, sir, yes. Must be the cut of your trousers there, sir.
At least now you'll be able to afford to go on Booper or the private patients plan. Yeah.
What's he say?
He said you can go PPP.
I went a few minutes ago.
You'll have to excuse the missus, sir. She's an imbecile, you know.
Tell me, did you crack a bottle in celebration of your win?
Oh, yes. We had some bubbly, didn't we, Ambrose?
It certainly did go a Jeroboam of Enos.
What did you do when you realised you'd won?
We hobbled with joy.
Well, she hobbled, I jumped, you know. She can't jump anymore on account of the hip replacement, you understand.
No, I can't jump anymore, you know.
No, I just told him that.
So. Yes, I haven't had a jump since... Ooh, now, when was it, Ambrose?
When you fell off that horse at the Frinton Gymkhana in 1958, beloved.
Yeah, that's it.
I thought I cleaned that one up rather well, didn't you?
Yes, I did indeed.
Thank
now then, I'm sure what the listeners are dying to know is, did you use a code system for your winning numbers? You know, like birth dates, lucky numbers or addresses?
Oh, yes, well, for example, number 23. That represented how many inches Earth Rupney's sag these days, you know.
Well, I can't help it, can I? The elasticity's gone out of me vest.
Oh.
Anyway, what about your choice, number 3?
You swine.
Well, what did that represent?
How many inches?
Oh, smack her in the dungeon.
Yes. I'll get the picture. Tell me, what about the number 16?
What number, sir?
16.
See, yes, that's the number of times I've read the Hudlines annual, price
£7.99.
He's a glutton for punishment, yes.
You know.
I am a masochist, sir, yes.
Well, finally, is this huge win going to change your life?
Too right it is, mate. Tessie's always wanted the latest in high-tech washing appliances.
So tomorrow, he's going into Rumbelow's to get me a mangle.
Yes. And I'm going to treat myself to a Gucci crocodile skin surgical boot, mate.
Surely there's one luxury you've always wanted but haven't had the money to indulge yourselves.
Yes, that's a real extravagance.
Oh, good, good. What's that?
We can have the eating on 2 days a week.
Come on! Oh, there we are, old girl. Official duty done, eh? Another confounded old people's home opened.
How many times must one tell you, Philip? It is not an old people's home, it is the House of Lords.
Oh, dear. So more like a morgue, eh? I don't know, all this bally smooching around Mogadon Mansion.
Oh, don't be silly. You know that it is one's job. I mean, where would the country be if we didn't open Parliament?
Out of the blasted mess it's in now, I should think. I don't know. I don't know why you bother. Queen's speech is always gibberish. I mean, what were all those confounded numbers?
Well, one started reading one's national lottery ticket by mistake. We suppose it is a bit monotonous. My government will do this. My government will do that.
Yes, most of them are too busy doing the other, I don't know. It's always the bally same, isn't it?
Well, there was that thing about removing protection for people at work. That surprised one.
Yeah, surprised me as well. I didn't think this lot believed in people having work. I don't know. I thought they wanted everyone to be as idle as...
Mumsy, dear heart, you were super. Or bona performance. Fantabulous a costume. Apart from that sequin shower cap. Dead naff.
The crown of state, you mean, Edward, do you? What are you playing at now, boy? And why are you wearing stockings?
Oh, do you like them, Pops? One's been understudying Black Rod.
Funny, I don't remember him in fishnets. I really don't.
Edward, but opening Parliament is a great state occasion, dear, full of pomp.
Oh, I know, Mumsy. I've been pomping it up like anything. You should have seen me brandishing my mace for Sophie, the old palace yard it was.
Yes, boasting again, eh, boy? I don't know.
And I've been up Big Ben.
Really?
Yes. Leans towards the Abbey now, you know.
Yes.
That would be the subsidence, dear. Do be careful with your wig, Edward, dear. We don't want the corgis worrying it.
Well, it worries me, I tell you. The thing I don't understand is, what were you doing at the state opening of Parliament anyway?
I just had to Varda Mumsy pillaring the peers and chinwagging the commoners. Get a few tips. I might be up for a part in Oliver.
Oh, I think they've already cast Nancy, boy.
Still, at least you wanted to be there. You seem to have taken more of an interest than...
Most agreeable birthday to one. Love and peace and... happy birthday to... Oh, no, it's gone again.
Charles, oh. How nice to see you. Did you have a pleasant birthday?
Oh, groovy, Mumsy. One spent it with a tiny group of friends.
Oh, all of them, eh? I don't know. So that's why you look so bally glum in Parliament.
Bad karma, Pops. Like one checked one's horoscope. Heavy vibe.
Oh, bally horoscopes. Confounded nonsense, according to them. I'm that blasted crabby thing.
So there may be something in it. We understand one is Taurus and Aquarius. That's the trouble with having two birthdays. And, of course, Mummy is a Bo's Leo.
Mm. And I'm a Virgo. Yeah. What's Auntie Margaret?
Pisces, usually. And Diana's?
An Aries head, yes. Still, she did send one a present.
Oh, how nice. What was it?
One's not sure yet. One's put it in a bucket of water till it stops ticking.
We did mean to get you a little something, Charles, but you're always such a problem.
Yes, I remember the trouble he had gift-wrapping Cornwall. It was a swine, I tell you. First, we ought to give the boy a token, though, Liz. Haven't you got anything in the bottom of your handbag?
Oh, let me see. Glasses, keys to the state coach. What's this? A brown envelope full of money. Oh, where could that have come from?
All used tenors. Oh, heavy bread, man. They'll have slipped that in at Westminster after the speech.
Westminster?
That blighter John Major, I expect. After all of his confounded MPs have to get paid for saying things in Parliament.
Oh, you mean...
Yes, he probably thinks you do as well. Hello? Is that Damon Hill? It's Michael Schumacher here, just ringing to apologize for that shunt in the Australian Grand Prix. I lost control of my car. It was a complete accident. I'm very, very sorry. Goodbye. And they say we Germans have no sense of humor. I'm Mike. Not just anyone. I'm with Benetton, flashy it's true, cynical too, just like a Benetton ad. When men try to pass me, I always go in for the kill. For this isn't fun, it is Formula One, and poor Damon is over the hill. I'm Michael Schumacher, my aim is to knacker the others by fair means or foul. Who cares about odium up here on the podium? I'm saving my place with a towel. Some say I'm impressive, some say I'm obsessive. I'll write up your car if you call me aggressive. I'm Mike, Mike, so get on your bike if you think poor old Damon was done. The first placer, the new master racer, the Führer of Formula One. I'm Michael Schumacher, the racing attacker, as sporting as Bruce Grabilla. I like cashing banks, just like Essex and Lanks. I'm the Saddam Hussein of the car. That's not an audition, I'm in pole position. The others can eat my exhaust pipe emission. I like Mike, and if you don't like it, I'll give you the Schumacher sneer. Cause I've got the cup, and if Damon feels up to it, perhaps he can beat me next year. Spotty little swine has no chance.
And finally, stop press.
A man is keeping bats in his wardrobe.
His wife first became suspicious when he started putting his underpants on upside down.
A man in America is terrifying old folk by sneaking into their nursing homes dressed as the Grim Reaper and telling them their time is up.
Yes, we've got a similar problem here, you know. It's called Virginia Bottomley.
A
The woman has received her disability pension after waiting for 51 years.
I can't stand queue jumpers, can you?
A little girl who wanted to be a duchess for a day had her dream come true this week.
Yes, she put on 10 stone and spent 24 hours being ignored by her family.
David Meller has startled the fashion press by wearing flared trousers.
Or trousers of any sort, really.
Our TV programme planners say they're going to give the BBC a stuffing on Christmas Day.
Well, it'll make a change. They normally provide the turkeys, don't they?
A couple in Germany have started divorce proceedings after only 17 hours of marriage.
Yes, it's very sad. They just gradually drifted apart, you know.
A man has been awarded a huge cash compensation for intolerable stress endured at work.
Thank you, and I deserve every penny for doing this voice-off series.
Sales of the Hudlines annual out in the shops this week have been so phenomenal that the publishers have already ordered a second reprint.
It's totally untrue, but I can dream, can't I?
Following his success in the BT ads, Bob Hoskins has been offered £500,000 to advertise margarine.
Well, it's good to stalk.
The will of the inventor of yellow parking lines has just been read.
Yes, it was found under the windscreen wipers of his lawyer's car, you know.
An AA man dropped his trousers and mooned at a woman motorist.
Well, he was trying to get her going.
And that's the end of the stock press.
But I'll be back at Christmas unless the Child Support Agency finds out about my babes in the wood. Ta-da, ta-da!
Those were the news headlines, starring Roy Hudd, Chris Emmett and June Whitfield, with Peter Mars and the Hudliners. The announcer was Richard Clegg. Sketches were by Mike Common, Michael Dines, Jed Parsons, Tony Hare, Peter Hickey, Richard Stoneman, Mark Brissenden, Alexa Topaniak, Nick R. Thomas, D.A. Barham, Rob Colley and Jim Cass, with songs by Richard Quick and Jeremy Brown. Additional lines by Stuart Curry, Carl Tollerton, Christian Darkin, John Feet, Jerry Godin, Bob and Barbara Bolton, John Holland and Dave Dixon, Paul Harrison, Jim Bond and Roger Minty, Malcolm Leeds, Sandra Hardingham, Jeremy Garson and St. John Matthews, Martin Seymour and Christine Kelly.
All of whom will be claiming their job seekers' allowances from our producer,
Phil Bowker.
You stand before this court charged with trying to hold up a shop armed with a toilet duck. And after careful consideration of the evidence, I find you guilty.
What, of attempted robbery?
No, a breach of the peace.